105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy Ran, still out and about, this time at Cunningham, and joined by Liz first. And what is your dog's name?
Zita.
Zita. And Zita is, what our listeners can't see, a guide dog. How did you get Zita?
Well, I applied to the guide dog organisation in Hull, and they came and assessed me for suitability of having a guide dog, and several weeks later I was matched with Zita. I'm not actually blind, I'm visually impaired, which means that I'm partially sighted. I do have some functional vision, which people with guide dogs can range from being totally blind or having vision like myself. So you know, it helps all, the dogs help all, you know, all sorts of people really.
What is Zita? What kind of race is Zita?
She's a Labrador Retriever. She's a black one, obviously we'd see that. But guide dogs come, you know, in all different breeds really, but the majority of guide dogs are you know, Labradors or Labrador Retriever, but they are introducing new breeds all the time.
Uh-huh. And how old is she by now?
She's 5.
And for how long can you use her as a guide dog?
Well, it depends on her health and her ability, but generally speaking, the guide dogs retire between probably 9 and 10. But you know, some do go on a bit longer, and obviously, you know, like people, some have to retire earlier. So.
Okay, now give us a little impression about how Zita helps you to get through the day.
Well, she helps me when I go out, when I leave the house. Her stance changes, she becomes very focused and waits for my command. And Zita will take me to basically wherever I want to go, providing she's been before. So if, for example, I wanted to go to the post office in the village in which I live, I would tell Zita that I wanted to go to the post office, and Zita would take me there.
That is pretty cool, actually. And how long does it take to train a dog like Zita to get her to know, okay, I want to go to the post office, and she leads you to the post office and not to the supermarket?
Well, I found quite quickly, actually. Zita does pick up things quite quickly. She's got a very, very good memory. And you know, providing it's not a complicated you know, sort of route that she's got to take, she will take me, you know, which is wonderful really.
Well, that's pretty cool. And besides that, I mean, she doesn't have to work the entire day. Do you play with her normally, or do you talk to her normally? How does that look like?
Well, she gets lots and lots of exercise, like, when she's off duty. We live in the countryside, so she gets lots of free running. We also have a pet dog, so Zita just plays along with the pet dog. She has toys. She just becomes really a normal dog when she's at home, when she's off duty. And you know, just enjoys life, you know, until it's time for work again.
Okay. And did it take long to that your pet dog got used to Zita as a guide dog?
My pet dog met Zita before I trained with her. The guide dog organisation arranged for Zita to be brought to my home to check that the two dogs were compatible, and straight away they hit it off. They were really good friends, so it's been no problem at all.
Did you learn that as well, how to use a guide dog properly?
Well, I had to do training as well. Zita, she was about 18 months when I went into training with her. She knew all the basics, but I knew nothing, having, you know, Zita being my first dog. So I had to train with Zita. So I did 2 weeks in a hotel with a group of other people who were training. And following this, I did work at home with the guide dog instructors, and gradually my skills increased, and you know, I'm still learning things actually. It's, you know, an ongoing process, but I do feel, you know, very confident now.
One thing is, we are sitting in a big tent that supports guide dogs. What do you do to support that organization?
Well, we started up the Withensea branch of guide dogs last year, and I took on the role of treasurer for the branch, and we've gone from strength to strength really with